Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up.
Fire.
Fire!
storm is over, I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it.
About your future.
Hallelujah, bless his holy name. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah is the highest praise we give unto God on tonight. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. I am joined by my beautiful and wonderful wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. We are the pastors of New Creation Christian Ministries, New Creation Church, located in the beautiful city of Hillside, New Jersey, 1482 Maple Avenue. To God be all the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we welcome each and every one of you to our prayer on tonight. We are intercessing. We are, glory be to God, prayer warriors. We are going before the throne of grace on tonight.
Yes, God.
We are going to the hills which cometh our help.
Yes.
Because our help truly does come from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is our help, people of God. And we are going to the God that can do the impossible.
Yes, God.
We're going to the God that is able. We're going to the God that is a compassionate God.
Yes.
So hallelujah. Get your hearts and your spirits and your minds ready as we go before the throne of grace.
Yes.
I would like to read a psalm tonight that's been in my spirit. It's actually Psalm 100. There are five verses here in the 100th psalm. It is a psalm of praise. I told the people of God at our church on Sunday, let nothing take your praise. And I'm telling the people on the line tonight, let nothing or no one take away your praise. This is a psalm of praise. Hear what the word of God says tonight. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise.
Woo!
Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Oh, if that doesn't do your heart good on tonight.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. What a powerful few words in our Bibles on tonight. The Bible says God made us. We didn't make ourselves. It said come before his presence with thanksgiving. And that's in my spirit. Every time the month of November rolls around, Pastor, I know we celebrate Thanksgiving and that wonderful holiday where we eat ourselves silly. But we are thankful every day of our lives.
Yes.
And I know we're among people tonight that are just so thankful and grateful.
Amen.
And we appreciate what God has already done.
Yes.
So as we pray tonight in a spirit of thanksgiving, in a spirit of praising God, in a spirit of honoring God, it's a coming to his courts with thanksgiving and to his presence with praise. Oh, glory be to God. That the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth is for always. So as we pray tonight, be mindful that you serve a God with wonderful characteristics that cannot fail. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are coming with a spirit of thanksgiving on tonight, knowing that it is a privilege and an honor even to pray. You told your people to pray without ceasing. You said if my people who are called by my name, if they would humble themselves and if they would pray and if they would seek my face, then I will heal their land. Lord, you didn't call for the unbeliever to pray. You did not call for the agnostic and the atheist to pray. You did not call for the worldly to pray. But you said if my people who are called by my name, and we are Christians tonight, we are believers tonight, we are the ones that call upon the name of Jesus, that name which is given above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And Jesus said, if you pray anything in my name according to the will of God, it will be given unto you. So right now we pray in the name of Jesus that every family, every person under the sound of our voice on tonight is blessed and highly favored of the Lord. No weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. I declare and decree over your life on tonight that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. In the name of Jesus, your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, nor has it entered into your heart what God is going to do for you because you love him on tonight. So we pray for breakthrough in every area of life. We pray for manifestation of miracles. Mighty miracles are coming your way. Goodness and mercy, the word says, are following you all the days of your life. So we just need to believe the Bible on tonight and walk by faith and not by sight. Believe the word of God. He has your family in his control. He has every situation in his sight. He has all your concerns, all your worries, all the stressful moments that bring your life stress. God sees it from afar, and God says, be glory be to God, not worried about tomorrow. Tomorrow have enough worries of his own. God said, in this prayer moment, glory be to God, he's going to give you a peace which surpass all understanding. Yes, so I speak peace over every life.
Yes,
I speak worry-free over every life.
Yes,
Lord, glory be to God. Those looking for jobs, give them favor with the human resource department. Give them favor with the employee. Give them favor, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for gainful income. Glory be to God. Allow their resume and their application to be approved in a timely, expedient way. In the name of Jesus, those on the line with their own businesses, the entrepreneurs, those who work in the marketplace, those on fixed income, whatever their financial situation is, I speak increase to them right now. I speak abundance to them right now. I speak all sufficiency to them right now. In the name of Jesus, God, you can do the impossible. You can take a little and make it into a lot. You can take the impossible and make it to the possible. Glory be to God. You are the God that turned water into wine. You are the God that fed 5,000 men, not including the women and children, with two fish and five loaves of bread. You are the God that fed men from heaven in the name of Jesus and brought water out of a rock. That's the God we're praying to tonight. There are people on this line that have experienced mighty miracles at the hand of God. And I decree over your life, God ain't finished with you yet. I know that ain't grammatically correct, but God ain't finished with you yet. He who has begun a good work in you shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. So just hold on and hang in there. Don't throw in the towel. We're going to pray until our change will come. I feel the Holy Ghost. We're going to pray until we see it in the natural. We're going to pray until God turns it around. We're going to pray until the doctor declare that we are healed. We're going to pray until the marriage is right. We're going to pray until our children come into order. We speak, be not as though they were. And right now, Lord, there is no debt deep enough for you to not pull us out of. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we declare debt-free over your people. We declare financial stability and security over your people on tonight. In the land, there is a recession, but in the kingdom of God, there is no lack.
Yes.
You said the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to you. You said the gold is mine and the silver is mine. So, Lord, we're trusting you with our money. We're trusting you to pay the rent. We're trusting you to pay the mortgage. We're trusting you to keep a roof over our head. We're trusting you to help us pay tuition. We're trusting you in the name of Jesus to keep the automobile going. We are trusting you, Lord. Glory be to God, to keep food on the table and shoes on our feet and clothes on our back. God, we are not trusting man, but we are trusting you on tonight. In the name of Jesus, that's why we pray for New Creation Church. Lord, you have given us 7-8 years of ministry. You have kept the doors of that church open. In the name of Jesus, you told me and my wife, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, and you keep sending faithful people our way. We thank you for the Carlo family and the Green family and the Simmons family and the Davis family. We thank you, glory be to God, for the Tucker family and so many, Sister Rita and the Leek family. We thank you, glory be to God, the Singley, Lord, so many to count, the Edmund family. But, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And we thank you in the name of Jesus that you continue to send. In the name of Jesus, continue to send new members to New Creation Church. Continue to send the workers and the laborers in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For adding to our family, even on Sunday, Sister Shafiqua, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for her life. Thank you for her family.
Yes.
Thank you for her witness, Lord, even as she came part of the New Creation Church family.
Yes.
Glory be to God. And thank you for every family that makes up that church. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said we have not because we ask not. And right now, Lord, we pray all sufficiency that every need will be met in that church.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, thank you for the most excellent way. Recovery and restoration, drug addiction, alcohol addiction. Father God, whatever the addiction or bad habit is, thank you for us birthing that ministry, Lord, when lives are radically being changed. People are being delivered from strongholds. Familiar spirits are being cast down. In the name of Jesus, thank you for our midweek service, Lord, where we're getting deeper into the Word of God, because your Word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. Thank you for our midweek Bible study and church service, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you for Sunday worship service. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank you even for keeping us all the first 10 months of this year. Oh, you better hear the Holy Ghost. God kept us in January, February, March, all summer long, August, September, October. We made it into the month of November. Glory be to God. By prayer, God, you keep us in the land of the living. And we thank you, Lord. We don't count it robbery.
Yes.
We don't want to take nothing for granted. So, Lord, we pray right now that you cover every family with the blood of Jesus. Cover every home with the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
On our jobs, Lord, give us longevity and job security.
Mm-hmm.
In our neighborhoods, Lord, give us favor in the name of Jesus. Give us favor in the marketplace.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Send the customers. Send the clients, Lord. Send those who would allow us to be compensated, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for miraculous healings on this line tonight.
Yes.
Every sick person being healed. Every pain in that body being radically destroyed.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, we better hear the Holy Ghost on tonight. If you're living in pain or dealing with pain, chronic pain in your body, we pray right now, glory be to God, that God will allow it to be gone from you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. People dealing with headaches and irregular blood situations. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you even for arthritis being healed. We thank you for tumors being shrunk or disappearing. In the name of Jesus, cancer cells being destroyed. In the name of Jesus, glaucoma and cataracts being gone. In the name of Jesus, Lord, anything with our ears or our eyes or our throat. In the name of Jesus, right now, heal. Glory be to God in these bodies, Lord, the spine area, the nerves that are in our bodies. We speak healing right now. You said you sent your word that they might be healed. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace have been laid upon you, God, and by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. In the name of Jesus, he said the sick shall recover. He said every sickness and disease through the shed blood of Jesus Christ have already been destroyed. Oh, glory be to God. He says, will I satisfy you with long life? I will satisfy you with prosperity and blessing. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your souls prosper. So, Lord, we pray right now for every person. Lord, if they're sick in their body, right now we declare them healed. Every person who got worry in their mind, that spirit of depression, right now we cast it down and we destroy it. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of worry or that spirit of fear, right now, Lord, we say have your way. You said bring your prayers and your supplications to God with thanksgiving. And the God of peace will give you a peace which surpasses all understanding. So, Lord, we thank you for the Prince of Peace. We thank you for the mighty counselor. We thank you for Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you for El Shaddai, the big-breasted one. We thank you for Jehovah Nissi, the God of peace. We thank you, glory be to God. Hallelujah to God Almighty. So, Lord, Jehovah God, we pray right now that you have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, every life being blessed on this line, every family being blessed on this line, every marriage, Lord, glory be to God. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Every marriage being mended on this line, no weapon formed against your people will be able to prosper. In the name of Jesus, every single parent, God, make a way out of no way. Glory be to God. Every single person, Lord, give them the aptitude and the ability and the fortitude to do all they can do to stand until, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the armor of God tonight. We thank you that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. So as I get this prayer over to my wife, as you ready yourself to call in for prayer requests, I declare and decree over your life that you are already successful. You are already victorious. You are already a winner. You were born to win. Woo! I said you were born to win. You are already successful. Success is not what you become. It is who you become. Glory be to God. Yesterday really did end last night. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. So we are praying for breakthrough. We are praying for demonstration, God. And we are praying for mighty miracles. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as we continue to pray, as we continue to believe you tonight, as we continue to honor you, Lord, you say with two or more gathered in your name, that you would be in the midst. And, Lord, we have more than two on this prayer line, and we are praying on one accord. We are believing you by faith and not by sight. We are believing you that you're honoring our prayers tonight. So, Lord, have your way. As we continue to pray tonight, have your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are, God. Lord, we just thank you for your presence here on this prayer line or tonight, God, where you said with two or more gathered that you would be in our midst, oh, God. Lord, we just thank you for being in our midst on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you already stepped into our circumstances, oh God, hallelujah, and that you're working things out for our good, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this election. We give this election over to you, oh God, even as the polls are closing, God. We just declare and decree that your will shall be done. Lord, you sit king for a high, oh God, and you bring them down, oh God. So, Lord, we know that the government rests upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, and Lord, we declare and decree, hallelujah, victory, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Have your way on this prayer line. Have your way in this election. Have your way in our lives. Lord, we pray for those over that were the family members of those who were hurt over LAX, oh God. Lord, we just ask for your hand, Father God, to be upon, Father God, the lives of your people, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, even at the shooting over in Paramus on yesterday, God, that no one was hurt, God. Lord, we bind up at the evil spirit, Father God, every evil spirit, Father God, that is want to be prevalent in our land, oh God. We declare, Father God, peace and healing.
Yes.
Lord, we declare salvation, Father God, for those who are lost. God, we just pray, Father God, for a revival in your church, God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a revival. We call for revival in your church. We call for revival on this prayer line. We call for revival in New Creation Christian Ministries. We call for revival in every church that's open in your name. We call for revival, oh God, in every church that's part of Tri-State International Covenant for Ministries, which we are a part of. Revival in our Apostles Church, oh God. We call for revival. Revival, God, souls being saved, lives being changed, oh God, radically changed for your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that the sick are healed. And God, we thank you, Lord, for giving us a right mind. We thank you, Lord, that you have a great plan for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. God, we thank you that we're walking in destiny. My God, we are pushing out, hallelujah, destiny, God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, that you're giving us witty inventions and great ideas, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the ability to get wealth, oh God. Lord, we thank you for doors of opportunity opening on our behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. I just see doors swinging open. The doors of opportunity are opening on the behalf of the people of God. I just see God holding doors open for us supernaturally. My God, the doors are opening supernaturally. Pastor Anthony said it earlier, not by might, not by power, but by God's spirit. God is moving by his spirit, my God, upon the hearts of your employers. God is moving by his spirit upon the heart of those that you owe money. My God, God is canceling out debt. My God, hallelujah. God is canceling out debt. My God, hallelujah. And I just see God increasing balance sheets. My God, I see God increasing balance sheets. Hallelujah. And God is erasing bad reports. My God, with credit reports, where your credit has been tore up, God says, and your credit report has not been favorable. And God says, I am reversing and renewing and changing credit reports. I am the God of the second chance. I am of God says he's cleaning up your credit, my God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. And we praise you on today, my God, and we magnify your name. God is meeting needs. God says, oh, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Seek first my kingdom.
Yes.
And my righteousness,
yes.
And everything else will be added unto you. So God says he's the God that's meeting needs during this season. So many needs that have, some of you are looking for cars, you're looking for vehicles, and God is giving you the monies that you need in order to get the vehicle. He's making things affordable for you, my God, in the name of Jesus. God is marking down prices, my God, on houses and cars. He's marking them down, and he's giving you wisdom, my God, on what to buy and how much to pay for it, my God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is releasing keys, my God, hallelujah, to the hands of his people. He says, I've given you the keys of the kingdom, my God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just praise you and we magnify your name. I see the keys of the kingdom, my God. Hallelujah. And I see a five-letter word. It's favor, my God. Hallelujah. The keys of the kingdom, my God, will open up God's favor, my God, over your life as you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Go towards the doors of the kingdom, my God. And God says, as the doors open, he is releasing favor, my God, over your life. Hallelujah. And things that have been held up are now being released. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, delay is not denial. And because you have not given up, my God, delay is not denial. And because you have not given up, because you have not quit, God says, I am releasing favor over your life, and everything that's been held up has been loosed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I hear Lazarus come forth. My God. My God. God says, everything that dead things are coming back to life again, dead hope and dead dreams, and my God, hallelujah, and dead desires, and my God, dead passions that you've had for things that you wanted to do for a long time, and you got frustrated, and you threw up your hands and quit, and God is saying, Lazarus, come forth. God is calling forth those things that you have, that he has given you, that you have buried, my God, but God is saying, do not resurrect dead stuff that is supposed to be dead, my God. Different relationships are not meant to be resurrected.
Exactly.
And God is giving you wisdom, hallelujah, on who to go forth with and who can go with you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. But there is a divine revelation release taking place in the kingdom, my God, for the people of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, a divine release, a divine release, a divine supernatural release in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for supernatural release, for meeting every need, oh, my God, for meeting every need, basic needs. As you continue to pant and hunger and thirst after God, you shall be filled. My God, those who don't hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And every need that you have as you hunger and thirst after God, it shall be met, says the Lord, in the name of Jesus. All of these things that you are requiring of me shall be added unto you. All of these things, a roof over your head and food in the pantry. Ah, my God, a bed to sleep in. My God, clothes on your back. These things, these basic needs, God says there will no longer be lack in these areas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm opening doors that no man can yet. This is the season of open doors, especially for New Creation Christian Ministries and those who are attached to this church. God says benefits of membership has its benefits. My God, hallelujah. And for those who have committed and who have stayed the course, God says, I'm releasing my favor over this house. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And it's going to flow into your house. And what you have made happen for my house, I will make happen for your house. And that is for all who have stood in agreement with us, even through the years of this prayer line, who have been in the church with us, who have been faithful, who have been serving. Hallelujah. There is a supernatural release of overflow and favor coming to your house in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you and we bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for every person, Father God, in the sound of my voice. As a matter of fact, God says this word is for every person under the sound of my voice, because you press your way to be here on tonight. God says, I will not leave you out. Hallelujah. You, because just like the Israelites, those foreigners were included in the blessing. My God. Oh, God. Oh, God, those who came to soldier amongst them were blessed, my God. And God said, just because you came and just because you're here, you receive the same blessing. It's yours, my God. Just take it. Receive it. Go ahead and take it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we bless your name and we praise your name as we go forth to take prayer requests, God. We just thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people. We thank you, Lord, for favor with disability claims. And we thank you for favor with businesses. We thank you for favor in marriages. We thank you for favor for those waiting to be married. We thank you for favor, oh God, hallelujah, in the lives of our children, God. We thank you for favor, oh God, in our finances, God. In the name of Jesus, our favor, oh God. Thank you for releasing favor with the employer and favor, oh God, in the area of our resume, God, for those who are looking for new jobs, God, we thank you for favor on tonight, God. We thank you for supernatural intervention, my God. God's doing an intervention on your behalf. We thank you for supernatural intervention, oh God. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Somebody's been crying. You've been crying. And God says he's drying every tear. My God, hallelujah. He's turning your weeping to joy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, he's turning your mourning to dancing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. 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 So, Lord, we just thank you for divine favor. We thank you for favor. Again, give that claim. We need, Lord, we pray and ask that you approve that claim for disability. We thank you, Lord, in advance, oh God, for your supernatural intervention, God. We ask, Father God, that that daughter, oh God, hallelujah, that doesn't have any joy, God. You know who she is, God. Father God, we ask, Father God, that you release your joy over to that young lady, oh God. That you, Father God, bring her into the kingdom, oh God. Lord, let her, Father God, be quickened by your spirit, God. We ask that you save her soul, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you restore her relationship with her mother and her daughter, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you restore her relationship with her nephew, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bring her joy, whatever is hurting, God. We ask that you heal her on today, God. You know, God, even if we're not calling her name, but God, you know who she is, God. And we lift her up to you on tonight, God. And we ask for supernatural intervention. God says, I'm intervening. I am intervening by my Spirit. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we ask for supernatural intervention on tonight. In Jesus' name, have your way, God. Have your way. Even as we open up the prayer lines, we just thank you for being here with us, oh God. We thank you for your power on this prayer line. We thank you that the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effectual, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are answering our prayers. We thank you that you have your ear inclined toward this place, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Ha. Oh God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we just thank you. If you have a prayer request, just press 1. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. I just feel a breakthrough. My God. Breakthrough. My God.
Yes.
There's a breakthrough taking place. My God. Hallelujah. Somebody's praising God right now. And there's a breakthrough coming into your house. There's a breakthrough. My God. It's not over. My God. I just hear God say it's not over. Hallelujah. It's not over. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So just press 1 if you have a prayer request. We do see this hand raised. We see your hand, caller, and we're going to take your call. But anybody else that has a prayer request, just press 1. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Caller, we see that hand. Pastor, it was just so awesome what you just said. To God be the glory. God was speaking through you on tonight.
Hallelujah.
And I concur. Everything that you were sharing in the spirit realm, we believe God by faith that he is going to make his word true to us in the name of Jesus. Area code 404.
Jesus.
God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I just want to I want to request a prayer, but I also want to say a testimony about a friend of mine that called a long time ago about her mother having a tumor in her brain. And she was constantly going to the doctors with headaches and all that, and they were running tests. Up until about a month ago, she was still having a lot of pain, so she went to the doctors last week, and you know what? She had no sign of that tumor. That tumor was gone.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
No sign of the tumor.
Yes. No sign of the tumor. He showed the results to about 7 other doctors, and they didn't know what happened. The tumor is gone.
My God. Isn't he a mighty miracle-working God?
He
and you
is.
Said it was in the brain area?
Yes, and she called me yesterday. My friend called me yesterday. She told me about it. I cried and I thanked God, and we both cried and thanked God. And then I told you, I says, I remember when you called the prayer line and you had to pray for your mom. I says, I'm going to call them up and let them know, because this has been a while back. But I know that your prayers are working. It may not happen right away, but I know that it works. I know, because, I mean, that was so good news to me. I cried. It was like, you know, praise God. I was so happy. It was God.
Jesus.
God did it.
Hallelujah. No sign of it.
Well, you are blessing our hearts tonight. Again,
we
are humbled on this
Jesus.
Prayer line, but we believe that God do answer our prayers. We believe that we took part in that blessing in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus. We humbly receive that our prayers are making a difference. Thank you for that testimony. Somebody needed to hear that tonight.
Yes, and I need to tell you that. I need to tell you that my back is feeling a whole lot better too.
Jesus,
so,
glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus. I have nothing but good news, because God is great and God is good. God is awesome. I would like you to say a prayer for me. I've been waiting for this disability claim for 6 months, and this is my last appeal. And I'm praying to God that, you know, that the claim comes through, and I mean, and I know it's going to come through. I just need you guys to pray, but I know that it's going to come through. I know it. I know it. I'm going to claim that. It's coming through.
Amen.
So
amen. We agree, but we're going to pray. We're going to pray because we know there's power in prayer. Amen. Father,
yes,
in the name of
Jesus, amen.
Thank you. Even as Sister Maria gave 2 powerful testimonies tonight, Father God, the pain in her very back area, in the name of Jesus, through the power of prayer and her own faith, Lord, she, in the name of Jesus, seen a mighty miracle in her temple. We thank you for the tumor that was in the area of that young man's mother, Lord.
Yes.
He called the prayer line a way back, and now there is no sign of the tumor in the brain area.
Yes, Lord,
Lord, prayer is effective and powerful, and we pray right now, even as she has this pending case of a
Hallelujah.
Claim being put in, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
It is pending, but we're believing it's already done.
Oh,
we
declare
and decree that this has been approved. We declare that there's a yes in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, hallelujah. Give her favor with the decision makers in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you make a way out of no way for our sister. And, Lord, make it happen on her behalf. in the name of Jesus. Increase the monies coming to her house.
Yes,
the necessity of the money
thank
that she
Jesus.
Needs, Lord, through this
yes,
claim coming her way. In the name
you,
of Jesus.
In the name of
so,
Jesus.
Lord, we count it done, and we say,
yes,
have
Lord.
Your way. In
have
the
your
name
way.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So keep
yes,
her, Lord. Continue to bless
yes.
her, Father.
Yes,
continue
Jesus.
To breathe
thank
on
you,
her
Lord.
With your supernatural
yes,
spirit, Lord. In the
hallelujah,
name
Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name
so we cover
Jesus.
Her with the blood of Jesus,
yes.
and we say,
yes,
Lord, have
Jesus.
Your way.
Have
glory
your way,
be
Jesus.
To God. So
glory
my sister,
God.
We're looking for that testimony to come back
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
In the name
hey,
of Jesus.
Want,
amen.
It's,
amen.
It's going to be on the next prayer line. Amen.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we thank God for
yes.
you. Continue to listen tonight.
Yes.
To God be all the glory.
My
that Sister
God.
Maria calling with those powerful testimonies, even calling for prayer requests concerning a matter that she's dealing with in the name of
my
Jesus.
God.
Pastor was sharing with our church on Sunday that we have both together have witnessed so many mighty miracles as it pertains to our household, as it pertains to our church,
yes,
as it pertains to the health in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
God has just made a way out of no way
my
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Even Pastor, we were talking to your mother a few weeks ago who had the flu, I believe,
yeah.
and God miraculously healed her body
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
God,
and our God is a good God.
Yes,
that's just like God. Glory
yes.
be to God.
Yes.
And if there are any more prayer requests on tonight,
yes.
Just press one on your device, on your phone, and we want to touch and agree with you on tonight.
Yes,
we have seen God move in such mighty ways. Caller, we see that hand, and we just believe by faith, glory be to God,
mm-hmm.
that God is going to do it for the rest of those who are in need. Amen.
Yes,
to God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Area code 321. Bless you.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. I just wanted to add to my testimony. I had shared in the church about how God just moved on my behalf for the job position and
yes.
how just awesome it was because I just put it in his hands and in his care. Everything was going on with my class and everything, and I'm trying to do job searches and everything. So God made the divine connection with through a mutual friend person, and I got a job offer in the midst of her just meeting with me just to get a little information, and then she was going to put it through the process. So I know I shared at church, but for those who haven't heard that testimony, so in the midst of us meeting just for that, she said 15 or 20 minutes, it ended up being about 45 minutes. She did the interview. It went into the interview. She got the extra information she needed, and she, right at the end of our conversation, she said, well, will you accept my offer for the job? So I said, yes. So what I hadn't shared yet, it just dawned on me, I was sharing with a friend of mine just yesterday, that the other part of that testimony is, Pastor, you've been praying that we would get jobs and things would come through for us, but it wouldn't interfere with us also being able to come to church and staying plugged in with God. I forgot to mention, she already knew through the mutual connection, she already knew that I couldn't do Sundays. But they have been needing someone for Saturdays. So she said, if you can do Saturdays, then we won't worry about Sunday. And I told her, I'm not sure if I'll come in after in the evening, but I'm not sure if I'm even going to be able to make enough hours, you know, make it in time to make enough hours on Sunday for you. And she said, nope, we're not even going to worry about that. You can do Saturday. You don't worry about Sunday. So I also got Sundays, and that's retail. You don't get Sundays. And so it's not every other Sunday. It's not just, you know, until we see it's Sundays. I have Sundays off. Praise God.
Jesus, praise the Lord.
My
that's
God.
Sister Rita, and she had testimony to God be the glory.
Wow.
And is there more?
You know what? As it continues to come, because it happened so fast, this process happened so fast, it's so God. So I'll start working, and as the testimonies come, I'll just share them because God is good. You know,
yes,
just wait on the Lord, because when it starts coming through, it comes through.
Amen, and we're expecting to hear more good news, because you said that's just like God. He's not done yet, and the way, as you shared with us tonight, the way you got the job was totally out of the box, totally off the chart, unexpected, and it wasn't the normal formalities, and God just made a way, influencing this woman who had the ability to employ you, and now on top of that, a supernatural increase blessing, knowing that you want to come to church on Sundays, knowing that that's your day of worship, even going in the door, you don't have to now work Sundays. Isn't our God an awesome
Amen.
God?
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
Jesus.
We're praying.
Well, we're going to continue to praise Him. And somebody needs to hear that tonight, because we've had some people that come to us and say, well, Pastor, I want to be in church, but I have to work on Sunday. And we understand that. But Sister Rita had a different testimony on tonight. And as I said earlier, God is no respecter of persons. He'll free you up on Sunday. Pastor, you just prophesied that every need, everything that we design of God, He would do it.
Yes.
And He want to free us up to come worship Him on Sundays.
Yes.
And God is going to do it. So thank you, Sister Rita, for that testimony. Amen. Continue
Amen.
To listen tonight, and we're going to continue to pray. To God be all the glory. But people of God, I pray you heard my sister,
yes.
even if she got this new job. She got the days to work that she wants to work. And even the Sister Maria shared, and so many who will call in tonight, that's the God we serve. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we just praise you. We thank you, hallelujah, for Sister Rita, oh God. We thank you for her testimony, God, hallelujah. We thank you for divine intervention, oh God, and how you're working on her behalf, oh Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that you continue to seal, Father God, your plan, hallelujah, to release your blessings and your favor over her life, oh God. Even now, Father God, everything pertaining to her, oh God, even as this transition has already begun, oh God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that it will continue to be a smooth transition, and we bind up the hand of the enemy that will try to interfere with anything that you are doing in her life, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for kingdom keys, oh God, that you have put in this woman of God's hands, that she's been faithful to your house, that you continue to bless her. She's been faithful to you, that you continue to bless her, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for the praise reports that have already come, and we thank you for the praise reports that are yet to come. My God, there's an overflow coming into your life. Sister Rita, God is saying He's not finished with you yet. You've been faithful over a few things, and He's putting you in charge of much. There's much coming to your hand, and God is just getting ready to bless you. The blessings has already been released, and they are being delivered to you. They are being personally delivered to you, so get ready for the more that God has in store for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And even Sister Maria, I don't know what this means, but even when Pastor was praying for you, I saw God pushing buttons. I don't know what that meant. I just saw Him pushing buttons. I don't know if that was a computer or a phone, but God was just pushing buttons, hallelujah, on your behalf. So I was looking for my dictionary so I could see that button thing, but I believe that God is moving on your behalf also, Sister Maria. God is moving. Listen, God says, I'm moving on the behalf of my people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am moving on the behalf of my people, and I am making a way in the wilderness. My God, hallelujah, hallelujah. So just continue to expect and receive, hallelujah, everything that God has in store for you and for all of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we still have a few minutes left. Listen, I know there are a lot of people here that came to the prayer line. You've heard the testimonies. You've heard the prophecy. The prayer has gone forth. God is not finished yet. There's been a supernatural release, my God, from the kingdom realm into the earth realm, my God, from the heavenly realm into the earth realm. This is the prayer, hallelujah, that Jesus Jesus, toward the apostles. Let our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the on earth as it is in heaven release. Oh, my God, this is the on earth as it is in heaven release. In other words, everything that God ordained for you in heaven is being released, has been released to the earth realm. Hallelujah. And we bind up interference right now. We come against any interference. We come up against any warfare that's wrapped up and trying to stop your blessing from getting to you. We rebuke the hand of the devourer right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the plan of the enemy. We declare and decree that everything that God has for us shall be released to us and shall be received by us in this season. My God, God is saying, don't die in the wilderness and don't die in the winter. My God, God says, you shall not go under, hallelujah, not in the barren land and not in the cold. It's barren and cold. This is a season when things are beginning to dry up in the natural and things are beginning to freeze over. And God is saying, I'm going to continue to allow you to produce even in the winter, even in the winter, even in the wilderness. God says, I shall provide for you and there shall be plenty even in the cold and dry season of the natural. God says, there's a release in the supernatural. Ah, my God, he's taking the foolish things to confound the wise. My God, hallelujah. When so many are suffering and so many are going through, God is saying, this is the season of a release for his people, for those who have faithfully clung to him, those who cling to the Lord, for he is your life, hallelujah, he is your life, hallelujah, hallelujah, he is your life, and there's a release taking place. So I believe favor is coming to your house, amen. If you have a prayer request, just press 1, we have a few more minutes to take, there's several people here, quite a few people here, amen, and if you have a prayer request, just press 1, and we will pray for you. Let us pray for you on tonight, hallelujah, as God is releasing through the power of prayer. My God, he gets the glory. We take no glory. God gets the glory, amen. But his spirit and his presence is resting in this prayer line, in this sanctuary, this virtual sanctuary, hallelujah, and God is answering the prayers of his people. He hears your cry, and God is saying he's answering your prayer, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Pastor, it's so powerful what you just shared. As those who may call in, we do have a few moments left, but I'm seeing uncommon blessings tonight. Uncommon increase in favor. Even as Sister Rita shared, I thought about young Kevin Carlo. I think he's either in Florida or in the air. I know he flew out today or yesterday. But he said, Pastor, normally you got to go through the training before you get any money from the company.
Uh-huh.
They hire you. He said, I've been working for the company already 2 weeks.
My God.
I already got 2 weeks worth of wages under my belt.
Jeez.
Now they're sending me for training.
My
and that's the kind of uncommon favor that's on the people of God. And this is coming from New Creation, and I know we have so many others on the line tonight, but New Creation, God's favor is on that ministry and on the people of God's life. He's blessing us to become a blessing.
Yes.
And I thank God for the testimonies that's just going off the chain and off the
Jesus,
chart tonight.
Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Our God is
hallelujah.
Awesome. Even when you said, you know, keys, people getting keys.
Jesus.
I saw keys to new apartments,
Jesus.
Keys to new automobiles. Keys to safe deposit boxes.
Jesus.
Keys,
Jesus.
Glory be to God. Just keys to get access to stuff.
Mm.
You know, at FedEx, we got an automated key. Only employees can get into that building. All kind of electronic keys.
Jesus.
And that's what God is just an awesome God.
Keys to the
kingdom. Keys to the
and
kingdom. But what did you say was the key? Seek ye first the
kingdom
of God.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
So people of God, we can't jump over God to get
Jesus.
To the blessing.
Jesus.
Pastor says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. In other words, go after God first.
Jesus.
And then all this stuff is going to come your way.
My God.
Some people are getting it back you know, backwards, but we believe that the testimonies are coming so powerfully on this prayer line because we believe that people on this prayer line are really going after God first.
Amen.
To
Amen.
God be the glory. Well, we're about to go. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Amen. And as we wrap up, we pray, Father God, hallelujah, for Father God, hallelujah, the lost everywhere, God, hallelujah. We pray for children. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for souls, oh God, that you will save souls, oh God, even as we talked about seeking first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, Lord, for every person under the sound of my voice, God, I pray for every household, oh God. I pray, Father God, for every household, God, for every person, for their mothers, their fathers, their husbands, their wives, their sons, their daughters, their grandchildren, oh God. Lord, I pray for every household, oh God, that your increase would come to their household as you have prophetically declared on this line on tonight, God. I pray, Father God, that you will cover the minds of your people, oh God, and keep your people in their right minds, God. I pray for strength on tonight, God, for that person who's feeling a little discouraged and disillusioned on tonight, God. I pray, Father God, that you would strengthen them, God, that you would bring back joy, that you would bring back hope, that you would bring back, hallelujah, their zeal for the things of the kingdom, oh God. I pray for salvation and deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would deliver, Father God, each and every person that's dealing with depression or addiction or Father God, any emotional turmoil, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing, God, from all sickness, oh God. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for necessity being met, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. I pray, Father God, we pray that each person will receive the prophetic that's been declared on this word, on this line tonight, God, and that they will take this word and run with it, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for new jobs, oh God, and new careers and new business ideas and books being written, CDs being cut, money being released, but money being released in the name of Jesus. Opportunity. We pray for healing, Father God, for those who are sick. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, for salvation for our children. You said our seed is blessed, God. So we pray that our children will be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, running with you, walking with you, loving on you, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you. We pray for every church represented on this line, oh God. We thank you for overflow and revival, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, fill this time that we have shared together on this line, God. Let not one word fall to the ground, God. We thank you and we run out of here, God, enthusiastic and excited about what you're yet to do, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. Listen, this is Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. We are New Creation Christian Ministries, the Kingdom Church. We are located at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. Listen, tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m., come on over there. Listen, the Lord is doing a mighty thing in the house at New Creation, 7:30 p.m. for our Word Explosion Bible study tomorrow night. And then on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m., we have our Addiction Restoration meeting on Thursday, where the Lord is moving through his word and lives are being restored back to Jesus from all kinds of addiction. And then on this Sunday at 12:30 p.m., from 12:30 to 2:30, just give God 2 hours and come over to New Creation Christian Ministries for an experience that will make a major difference in your life. My God, my God, you hear the testimonies here, but they are just so abundant in that house. Come out for an experience that is unforgettable, that will change your life and change the life of your family. Amen. So meet us at 1482 Maplewood Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. We're having church in the Faithful Christian Ministries, Inc. Church House. They have a 10 o'clock service there. We have a 12:30, and the Lord is just moving mightily. So God bless you. I'm going to hand it back over to Pastor Anthony. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I just want to encourage you to keep putting your trust in God.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Keep putting your trust
Jesus.
In God.
Jesus.
There were city and state government all throughout our country today voting.
Yes.
And every district, every state was complaining about low attendance and low turnout. But we are trusting God. And that's why we're going to play Take Me to the King. Amen.
Amen.
We're not leaning on the arm of flesh, even though we got to trust man. But let's trust God all the more. To God.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my all.